Page 62. Listening. A. Listen. Write the answers.
Today, we're talking to an Olympic fencing champion, Tanya Galuzzo. Tanya, welcome. Tell us how you first got started in fencing.
It's a funny story, really. I wasn't that great at sports in school, and especially not at soccer. Then, one day, when I was in seventh grade, I saw a sign on the school notice board. It said, "Join the fencing team." So I did. Now I travel all over the world taking part in competitions.
Cool. Were you good at fencing right away?
Actually, no. At first, I thought it was awesome to play with a sword. But one day, this older kid on the team beat me in match after match and showed me just how hard fencing can be. After that, I became very serious about the sport. To be good, you need to be quick on your feet and have good reflexes. It takes a lot of training. You train and train and train until you're exhausted.
Is fencing dangerous? Does it hurt when you get hit by a sword?
It can be, but of course safety is crucial. You wear protective clothing and a mask. You learn all about safety at the start. The most common injuries are things like twisted ankles and muscle strains. The sword bends, so when it touches you, it's like getting poked with someone's finger.